What's up, everybody? My name is Joe Shaw, and I am the host of the Out and Proud podcast, a Fidelity Pride production. This podcast allows members of the LGBTQ community the opportunity and space to share their coming out stories, both at Fidelity and in the whole wide world. Up today, I speak with Michael Jacobowski. He is one of the former co-leads of the Fidelity Pride regional site. He was one of the former site leaders. He comes on to tell his story. It's really great. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So stick around. Be right back after this. Michael, when was the first time that you came out to yourself? When was the first time in your life that you realized maybe I am a little bit different than what society had quote unquote deemed as normal behavior?
That's always an interesting question. You know, I don't know. You know, I probably could never tell you the exact moment when I had the aha moment, you know, I'm this fabulous person. I always knew, you know, if I saw a guy and a girl walking down the street, I would be looking at the male versus the female. The first time that I ever told anyone was I was a senior in high school. It was one of my really good friends. She had a crush on me. That crush was getting a little too intense. So for me, it was kind of an opportunity for me to open that door to finally let someone in to my life to let them know this is who I am, but also a way of, hey, back off.
Yeah, right.
Even though she thought I was lying and she said that I wasn't into her and I was making up that I was gay. So, yeah, good times.
And what time period is this?
So this would be 1999.
Okay.
Senior in high school, yep.
Okay. I bring this up because people may have heard by listening to other episodes, like the people that have been on here, the timing of when they came out kind of spans across different decades, right? And you find that the reaction or approach is a little bit different depending on when it is. And it's hard. So how did you kind of navigate those tricky waters of trying to maintain, is this person still your friend to this day?
She is.
Okay. So how did you maintain that after that?
Well, the good thing is that the group of friends that I hung out with were pretty open-minded considering where I grew up in Maryland. I grew up in Baltimore, which is, not an environment that was open for someone to come, especially my high school. My high school was very, it was a very city-ish.
Okay.
I actually, unfortunately, made fun of those who had, from an external perspective, perceived as gay. So I would make fun of them so people wouldn't think I was gay. That friend now, I mean, we're like social media friends, but we don't keep in contact or anything now that I'm here in Texas. But I think ultimately that point in my life, fortunately, I had a few people in my social circle who I could trust and I knew that telling her that she wouldn't be telling other people, although at that point I probably had no control over it or not, but right. Fortunately I was able to not have to worry about her spreading the message, if you will.
Sure. And then what was it like? So she was the first person that you came out to. So what was it like after that? Was it a little bit of a trickle effect where trickle may not be the right word, where it's like you're slowly coming out here and there, or is it more of like, okay, I've got, you know, one, now it's just going to be easier. I am out, period.
Yeah. I mean, it was certainly a trickle effect. You know, back then you didn't have social media, which I think certainly helps in that case. So my sister actually found out that by checking my email, And I had emailed a guy. I don't even know what was in the email, but obviously in the email, she could see that, you know, I was not a straight person. So right. She actually, unfortunately, went and told a good portion of my family.
Oh, wow.
Which at the time was kind of hard, but to be honest, was kind of a blessing because it afforded the opportunity for me not to have those conversations.
Right. You could just kind of walk in the room of like, all right, everybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, that was the moment when, okay. And I was a freshman in college. I was dating my first boyfriend. That was the defining moment of, okay, this is who I am. I
right.
can't get back in the closet.
Right.
And from there, I mean, I will say I still wasn't completely open and comfortable in that. I wasn't comfortable saying this is my partner. Right. I actually came out in freshman year in college at the same time I was pledging in a fraternity.
Oh, wow.
Which was a very, very challenging moment. I don't even know how I survived it, to be honest, because it was just competing things. It was a lot of lying, a lot of manipulation just so people wouldn't find out.
Right.
And a lot of, hey, I need you to drop me off 3 blocks down from campus so no one sees me type of thing. So, it was very interesting.
Did they know while you were pledging?
No.
Okay, so you came out in college, but you were also very strategic of, and this is what you were talking about like, you know, drop me off 3 blocks here mm-hmm. and then like, is you're maintaining this different persona as you're pledging and probably trying to make sure that you keep yourself safe and don't get put in any situation that is, you know, uncomfortable or difficult or just, you know, it opens up the doors of possibilities for a lot of negative consequences potentially. And so I think I completely understand your point of view of this is who I am, but I need to kind of keep that in check when I'm over here. So I don't put myself in an unsafe situation. So when did you come out to your fraternity brothers?
So honestly, I never came out to them. I strategically would, I can't go to this event. And it was like a slow progress on disaffiliating myself with the fraternity. And then eventually I was just really not part of it anymore.
Sure.
You know, I don't know what their perception is, but you know, I think it's like 2 or 3 fraternity brothers. Others,
sure.
I'm not. It was a very definitely unique moment in coming out and pledging in a fraternity for sure.
Yeah. Now, how did so you talked about the fact that your sister told a good portion of your family, right? Now, was that, I guess, how do I want to frame this? Was there a hint of place of loving and understanding, or was it more of a, I can't believe this and I need to include more people in this? I guess, do you kind of know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I have my thoughts on why she did what she did. My perception at the time, and it may still be why she did it, but I was always kind of the good kid. And I think this was her opportunity to, Michael's not the innocent one. He's gay.
Right.
And so I think for her, it was more of a ill intent to put a perception out there that I'm not as good as everyone thinks I am.
Sure.
And honestly, there was a lot of ignorance in my family. So my family generally don't understand something until they're impacted directly.
Sure.
Which they would use certain gay slang terms that were negative. And then when I came out, but I am blessed in the fact that when I did come out, for the most part, they didn't understand it, but I never felt that they didn't love me any less for being gay. They didn't understand it. My mom thought I had HIV, and I didn't fault them for that, because I knew if you see on TV or you read an article of that, you're going to attach yourself to that. But as ignorant as my family was, I'm very blessed in that I never felt that, I probably didn't feel the same as if, like, when I bring my boyfriend around, but still, when I hear of stories of families kicking, you know, their loved ones out or anything, I definitely could have been a lot worse. So I'm blessed that my family, being not educated on topic and being very ignorant, how quickly they were supportive and open-minded about it.
Sure.
So
And we're talking, and then, you know, we're talking too about, like, we're talking about the timelines of different stuff. And this is like, what, the early 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so to your point, I think it is commendable in the fact that, like, despite the time, despite, you know, kind of a lack of contact, to still then be able to come back around and go, we love you, we support you, we're here for you. That, like you said, that it could have gone a whole lot worse. And it does for a lot of people. Pivoting a little bit to your work. So how long have you been? You've been here at Fidelity a good while, right? So how many years have you been here at the company?
So I started in 2005, so it's roughly about 14 years.
Okay, wow.
I know, wow. I know.
Well, congratulations on still being here. And so as we were talking about the timeline, you've been out ever since you've been at Fidelity, correct?
So prior to working for Fidelity, I worked for a large telecommunications firm that was pretty, had a large pride organization, but I was not out. I was dating my boyfriend at the time, who actually worked at the same firm, but I just wasn't comfortable. And then when I moved here, and that was in Maryland, I moved here to Texas and started with Fidelity. I had no thought into, am I out or not? I didn't even know what that was at the time.
Sure.
And I remember a day that it was probably a defining moment for sure. I thought either I'm going to be comfortable. I got to be all in or all out.
Sure.
Because this can't be like my fraternity income.
Right.
I work here. There was a conscious decision from this moment on, I'm gay. I don't need to practically tell people, but I'm asked. I have a partner who is a guy, and that's who I am.
Right.
And from that day on, to be honest, it has never defined me here at Fidelity. I've been very fortunate to have worked under leadership who, they cared more about my productivity and my attitude and how I treated people versus, you know, who I went to dinner with the night before.
Right.
So
I do want to talk about that, the aspect of you being one of the regional leads as well, is because when I started at the company, you were the regional lead. You were the only regional lead I knew up until recently. And so, one of two, I should say. And so I want to talk about how kind of that came to be and what are some of the things that you're most proud of having to been able to contribute to both the Pride Employee Resource Group and as a, you know, kind of indirect or direct result, Fidelity as well.
And I was a member for about a year, and Jennifer and I were driving home one day together, and I think my car was maybe in the shop or something, but
sure.
We were driving home, and she said, hey, I have a question for you. I've been tapped to take on Pride nationally, and I was super excited for her. I think you would be great as the regional leader. And at first I thought, oh, my God, that would be big stilettos to feel. I don't know if I could
right.
do that. To be honest, I think at the time she wasn't really telling me. She was voluntelling, like, you're doing
right,
this.
Right, right.
So,
you're being voluntold.
And I didn't really do much thinking about it. I thought about just the experience I would get with it, and I thought about where I was at in my life. I would love to bring that to maybe a newer employee who comes to Fidelity. So for me, it was win-win. I feel like I could give back to this group in Fidelity, and then I get to learn and get additional skills while going through it. So
right.
Yeah, and we certainly. It's a great, I think, 3 years. It was a great great 3-year run, for sure. Got a lot out of it,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Now, Michael, as we start to wrap up, I want to ask you one last question. If there's someone listening right now who's struggling with coming out, what advice would you give them?
Oh, God. It gets better. No. I would say, whether they're struggling to come out or they are feeling different, whatever it may be, just know that, There certainly is a light at the end of the tunnel as far as the bad experiences. Everybody goes through rough times, and I always think about those who are out there trying to hurt you. I'm a firm believer that those who hurt people are hurt. And so just know that those people that may not appreciate you or respect you or just don't understand you, they will get there, hopefully.
Right.
But it certainly does get better, especially working here at Fidelity. At the end of the day, things do get better.
Very nice. Well, Michael, thank you for living out and proud. If you would like to know more about how you can get started with Fidelity Investments today, go to fidelitycareers.com. That's fidelitycareers.com to get started on your Fidelity career today.